if you can begin your opening remarks.
Okay. You know, obviously, last night's game, when you watch the tape and everything else, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a heartbreaking loss without question. It's as we talked about last night. I mean, it was just, you know, too much. You turned the ball over five times. It was just too much to overcome. You know, we had some guys really played an outstanding game. Unfortunately, you know, those efforts were weren't good enough collectively, and that is, you know, certainly disappointing. Made a decision, as you guys are aware of, that Greg McElroy as the starting quarterback for the San Diego game, and after thinking about it, it's just you know, where the team is now, I think it's, you know, I think it's best for our team and for this game. With that, you know, I'd have no injury updates. I'll get you guys that information tomorrow as it is given to me. And with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Lex, could you elaborate on why it's best for the team?
Well, I just, you know, that's what I feel, you know, in my gut. You know, I like what I saw from Greg against Arizona, and I like what I see on the practice field, and I think it's best for our team right now, and that's how I feel about it.
Rex, how are you going to do? How are you going to work Mark and Tim? Will they both be active? Will one be active? Will Mark be inactive? How are you going to work that?
You know what? I'm not sure right now. I'll let the, you know, as it goes on, the week goes on, I'll make that that determination. But right now, I'm not ready to do that right now.
Rex, do you have a backup quarterback all season long in Tim Tebow? Why would you not go with him in this situation?
Well, again, you know what? It's I think it's where we are right now, and you know, I just think it's best for our team, you know, and for this game. That's how I feel.
Had Greg McElroy active then the last two games, and the season was still incredible.
Well, again, I think I'm not going to get into all the other particulars. You guys know what I've mentioned in the past about them, so I'll just go with it. You know, right now I'm just more focused on really what's in front of us and not looking back on what's behind us.
Rex, when you decided about Mark starting after you had put Greg in a couple weeks ago, you said you talked to a lot of people about making that decision. Did you have those same conversations between last night and making the decision today?
I do have a lot of conversations, but this is something that I made the decision that I was going to make a change. I told Mark that last night, and I never decided on the quarterback until today, who I would go with. But I let Mark know.
Hey, Rex, you mentioned after the Arizona game that, you know, Mark gave you the best chance to win at that time. Some people kind of, you know, perceive that as a gamble on your part to stick with him. Do you kind of feel like that gamble didn't pay off at this point?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, we did win two games. Certainly didn't win last night's game. So, you know, I guess, you know, but again, my focus really isn't there. You know, my focus is really on what's in front of us. So I don't know what else to say about it.
Rex, could you Mark was your first draft pick. You guys came in together. You've been, you know, joined at the hip, so to speak. Could you talk about just the personal, you know, how taxing this was for you to make this decision personally?
Well, I think anytime you do that, it's not easy, that's for sure. But in dealing with it, I told Mark, that I think we need to make a change, and he respected my decision, but that's not easy, that's for sure.
Going ahead, can he still be your starting quarterback in the future?
Well, again, really, we have two games left, and I think that's that's where the where my focus is going to be, and obviously what's past that, will be determined later.
Rex, you have in Tim Tebow a quarterback as a starter last year who won a bunch of games and obviously led a team to a playoff victory. How is he not more qualified to make this start than a third stringer who has one victory this season to his name?
Again, I look at this. I know Tim is he's a tremendous competitor, and I don't doubt that at all. But for right now. I think this move, and it's a move that I made is best for our team in this game. I believe that, and that's why I'm making the move that I'm making.
Is Tim 100%? Could he go, or is the fact that he still might be doing some healing from the rib injury, did that make any impact on your decision?
No, I think I think Tim is obviously he's been cleared to play for a number of weeks, but I think like I said, as the week went on, I thought he looked better and better, and that was why we decided that we're gonna let's put Tim out there, and we even ran some pistol and some wildcat and things like that. So, but this decision is it's my decision, and. I'm choosing to go with Greg.
Rex, after the game last night, Braylon Edwards said that he didn't think Sanchez is at a point where he's trusting himself and does see some differences from the Sanchez he played with years ago. I'm wondering what you see in his development in that sense, and if confidence is the issue or mechanics or where you see the issues.
Well, I think, first off, it's not necessarily about one guy. It's about the team, and he had obviously a poor day, he wasn't alone with that. But obviously, we can't turn the ball over five times and expect to win. And it's. Has he had better days than that? Absolutely.
Rex, do you think that Mark Sanchez's confidence level was undercut at all this season, and what would the possible reason for that be?
I don't necessarily believe that. As a football team, we're 6-8, and we haven't achieved anywhere close to what our expectations are, and but that's as a team, and so
Rex, you're obviously out of the playoff picture now, but not by much, and I'm just curious with Tebow, a guy that teammates do say has been inspirational to them. He certainly has won games in this league as recently as a year ago and in the playoffs even. Why not during this season give it a whirl? Why not ever give it a try and say, maybe Tebow, who has sparked teams before, can spark this one?
Well, I think, really, I'm not... you know, I'd rather not look, you know, what's behind me. I'd rather look what's in front of me. And you know, for me, I think, you know, I want to put Greg out there. I'm going to put Greg out there. And you know, I think, you know, in my opinion, it's best for our team going into this game. And that's my opinion.
Rex, I know you said you wouldn't have any injury updates, but how did Braylon come through the game, and you know, would you see him playing even more snaps next week at this point?
Well, I think Braylon came through pretty good. You know, it never seemed to, you know, he wasn't 100%, but I think he came through the game pretty good. I don't believe there's, you know, any more of an injury to his hamstring. So, you know, absolutely. You know, Braylon is a tremendous player, and hopefully he will play more this week.
Rex, you keep saying for this game, have you ruled out Mark not playing any more this season? And are you looking at Greg as a starter the last two games?
Well, again, I'm not really, you know, just I'm going to look at this game and let this game stand, you know, by itself, and we'll look at things, you know, as we get going, you know, down the road. But really, right now, I just want to make the decision on a starting quarterback, and you know, everything else, you know, after that, in due time, I'll make that decision.
Is there any part of you that feels like you owe Tim Tebow more than this after what you guys sold him to come here?
Well, again, you know, I think, you know, I have to, you know, look at what I think is, you know, the best for the team, and not necessarily the individual. And you know, so I think that's. I'll say this about Tim, and I've always said it about the type of competitor he is, and I know he wants to help, you know, help his team be successful in the worst way. There's no doubt about that. And I truly believe that.
Rex, you haven't really stated that many reasons why this is best for the team, though. Can you expand on that at all?
Again, this is my opinion. You know, I do believe that it is best for our team that Greg is our quarterback, and that's just, you know, that's my opinion. And I'm the guy that's, you know, that's making this decision. And every decision I make is based on what I believe is in the best interest of our team. And so when I say that, that's what I believe.
But what are those reasons that maybe in your mind, or if you went over things with your coaches or anything like that, that make this that the best decision?
Well, again, I'm not going to go into specifics or whatever, but. You know, again, this is, you know, my decision, and solely, you know, my decision. And just so you, I mean, when I say I believe it's best for this team, that's what I truly believe in. And so you can make it anything you want it to be. This is, that's how I feel.
Rex, Woody Johnson has said that Tebow will be here for the duration of his contract. Why in this situation not see what he has as a starter?
Well, you know, again, I can answer this question a million ways, frontwards, backwards, sideways, and anything else, but you know, it's my decision, and I'm going to base this decision on my gut feeling or whatever, but everything it comes down to is I believe, you know, that this is the best decision for our team. And like every other decision that I make, that's the factor. That's the only factor that goes into these decisions.
Rex, did you speak to Woody about this decision? If so, what did he have to say?
Again, you know, I speak with Woody, you know, all the time. But, you know, again, this is my decision, and he's always, you know, as I've told you before, he lets me make these decisions.
Rex,
given that you're out of the playoffs and Mark has obviously played himself to the bench and you still won't start Tim at quarterback, are you now willing to concede that the trade with Denver was a mistake? And if not, why not?
Well, again, you know what? It's people can speculate anything they want. You know, obviously, as a football team, we're 6-8, and nobody's happy about that. And ultimately, you know, I'm the man accountable for this, and I understand that. But again, it's never about one person, or you know, it's this guy's fault, or you know, whatever. This is a good, you know, good situation or bad situation. The end result is we're 6-8, and you know, I know that I'm accountable for that, and so whatever decisions are made and everything else, this is a bottom line business, and right now we're 6-8.
We'll take a couple more questions.
Rex, do you think these next two games could determine whether you're back next year?
You know what? I've always said this, that it's, you know, it's the priority's not me by any stretch. And so I'm not thinking about, you know, myself. I'm thinking about this football team and trying to get this team ready to play. So that's – and believe me, that's the truth. And I think if you focus on the job at hand, that I'll be better off that way than any other way.
We've talked about the negative. Talked about the negatives from Mark last night. What were the positives you saw?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, he did make a couple nice plays and things. We just, you know, we were able to move the football. I think as a football team, I like the way we ran the ball. And then, you know, playing defense. The thing I'm really proud of with this defense, I think out of the last 11 turnovers that we've had offensively, I don't believe anybody has scored a single point off of those turnovers. And that'll tell you about the kind of pride and you know, just how resilient our defense has been playing. I think they've been doing an outstanding job, and a lot of that credit goes to Mike Pettine and his coaching staff as well as the players. But so I'm happy with that. Obviously, with the turnovers, regardless of how we were moving the football, those turnovers killed us and you know, obviously kept us out of scoring position several times.
All right. Thank you, Coach Ryan.
All right.